Bill Leff on WGN Radio.
You wrote that, right? That's not how the song goes. You wrote that. Quit it.
All right. It's Tree Time Trend Tuesday. I'm getting excited about the holidays. You can hear all about the latest Christmas decorating trends with Tree Time's Lori Kane, who is on the line with us right now. Lori, how are you?
Good, Wendy. How are you doing?
Getting excited for Christmas.
Oh, we are over here, too. You know that.
All right. We're going to talk about trends every week for a few weeks. We're also going to give you the chance to win a $200 Tree Time shopping spree so you can update your holiday decor with your favorite trend. You can enter online at WGNradio.com/contests. And what is this week's trend? Does it succulent?
Yeah. I know that doesn't sound like a Christmas trend, but it is.
So cacti and things like that, why don't you tell us about that?
Well, this is kind of just a continuation of a trend we've been seeing over several years. So Christmas trends tend to follow the home decor trends, and everybody's been seeing in home decor lots of natural and earthy elements. So you're seeing like an earthy lamp or a really cool rough edge table.
We can still hear you, Lori.
Okay. Okay, sorry. So because of that, we've added, okay, so natural is also showing up as a color palette. So the color palette of like green of trees or the blue of the ocean or beige of the sand. So all those home decor trends eventually make it over into Christmas. So we're using a lot of greenery in our trees, and the most popular type of greenery out there right now is succulents. So there's a lot of reasons they're saying that why succulents are so popular. One is, maybe you guys remember, didn't you guys own succulents in the 70s?
Did
yeah,
you, Wendy? Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
I had a cacti or two.
Did you?
Or there were just various other plants that look, they're not quite, they don't have needles, but
right, they're still succulents. Right.
Right. So they're saying one of the reasons that, like, kind of our age group is relating to the succulents is we all remember kind of nurturing, and they were the plant we couldn't kill in the 70s. And kind of the new generation is re-experiencing that, you know, like it's an easy plant. You can do less and get more, which is kind of our new motto here.
So, Lori, would you decorate this kind of in the same way that you would decorate a more traditional Christmas tree, or is it done differently?
So basically, to really make use of the succulents, you start with a tree that kind of has a natural vibe to it. So you're kind of going for maybe a tree with those natural color elements. So the one we've done in the showroom, it's an all green shades of green tree with some emerald in it. So you kind of start with that natural element, and then you add succulents in there. And it really gives it a modern, cool, California cool kind of look, and it ties with your home decor that everybody is loving.
Sure.
So it does make you think California and just clean, white, crisp, and simple.
Right. And it kind of brings, everybody these days wants that simple look. They want to bring the outdoors in. They want their home as a sanctuary. So it just brings that element to Christmas. And, of course, for Christmas, we've taken these succulents, and we love all things glitter in Christmas. So we've added glitter to them. We've added snow to them. We've added ice to them. And so it just kind of brings that whole trend to a Christmassy feel.
And if you have, like Bill and I do, our beautiful Tree Time artificial Christmas trees, can you take, what are those called, sprigs? I don't know what they're called, but can you take those and put those in your tree that are of the succulent nature?
Yeah. So what we do is we usually call those floral picks, and we would take a lot of those kind of natural looking, like something that might look like, just kind of unexpected for a Christmas tree. It might look like a natural grass or something like that, and you place them in the tree, and then you would take any, and ours, of course, are artificial succulents. You would take an artificial succulent, and you would layer it right with that look, and people have liking them. Another example of succulents that's been popular in the store is we took a lot of these succulent, I'm going to call them orbs. We tied them together with a red bow and hung them on a mirror, and that's been getting a lot of cool interest because it's just kind of a different way to bring your Christmas decor
into the... Nice accessory, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a nice accessory, and it kind of updates what you might already have for Christmas.
That's what I love so many things about going out to Tree Time, and if you've never been, listeners, you really need to check it out. But you get so many ideas. There are just plain and simple wire wreaths that I've seen, and you could just wire some succulents on there, and bing, you've got like this just very minimalistic wreath that's not all full of greenery.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that kind of, you know, their homes are minimalistic, so they don't want that all out, like, you know, red and green blitz of, you know, like whimsy. They would prefer a more minimalistic, natural look, and this just kind of gives them a way to, you know, make their house cool for the holidays, but staying with their color scheme and their trend of minimalism.
And you have Cassie, who is your Tree Time designer. Is she doing any more classes coming up?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she has a class, let's see, I'm getting my list out here. This Saturday, she's doing a class on the 10th on how to style your mantle. It's at 2 o'clock, and she has so many good ideas. And when we teach the classes, we really focus on how to teach you things that you can do. You know, we want to teach you something that's simple, easy, and something you can accomplish, not something that, you know, you have to be Martha Stewart to do. Mm-hmm. So that's our goal.
With all these tiny little, are they called seed lights, where they're little LED lights on a wire, you could actually have, like, say, a giant artificial cactus in your family room, and in addition to decorating a Christmas tree, you could put those little lights there. You could put that on your mantle. It makes it so much easier to decorate with lights now.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Wendy, actually.
If you need some extra help, maybe I can come help.
Wendy wants to teach a class.
Okay, Wendy, you are hired.
Wow, that was fast. That was so fast.
But it really does. You can. I have like an old, it was an old barn window that we made into a mirror. So instead of glass, it's mirror. Yeah. And it has this little like trap door that comes out in front of it. And we put artificial plants in there and those little seed lights.
They're great.
And it just looks so cool.
Sure.
Yep, that's exactly what we're talking about. So for Christmas, we're trying to do things that are kind of out of the box like that. Like be a little bit creative, but not hard to do. Just simple.
So. Where can we, now you guys are definitely on Facebook and Twitter at It's Tree Time, but also some great pictures and ideas on Instagram as well. How do we find you there?
We have a Tree Time Instagram, so I just go there through the website. But
I think it's at Tree Time Christmas Creations. That's
Creations,
what it is.
Yes. See, you know better than me. But yeah, we got a lot of great ideas out there, and we'd love to help show you what you can do for your Christmas, too. So come on out. We have Cassie and a whole great staff out here to help you get what you need. So
including Wendy. Wendy just added to the staff just moments ago.
Wendy, what are you doing Saturday?
That's excellent. Good for you, Wendy.
Maybe going out to Tree Time Christmas Creations at 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. And the website is treetime.com. So any questions, you can go there and find out all the information. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday on Tree Time Trend Tuesday. Okay, Lori?
All right. Thank you guys so much
Thanks,
for having
Lori.
Me. Thanks,
Lori. Appreciate it.
Right.
She's Lori Kane. And don't forget, we are giving you the chance to win a $200 Tree Time shopping spree so you can update your holiday decor with your favorite trend. All you need to do is go online to WGNRadio.com/contest.